This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Welcome back. Midday Show broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camrod RV Sales Service Parts and Accessories. We'll check in with you people coming up later in the hour. I'm interested where you people came down today. Sometimes I can guess. Are you people mad at me? Are they mad at Hugh? I don't know.
All of us, actually.
Yeah. Well, okay, that's
good.
You
stay mad at us all the time.
You know how it goes when the Hertz thing comes up. They devolve into fighting with each other.
Yes. Which is always funny to me. Or we'll get to them coming up in a little bit. And I think the biggest NFL story that's not being talked about enough, we'll get to that as well later this hour. Your phone calls, 215-592-9494. We are still taking qualifiers. If you nail a Hugh Douglas trivia question about his career, you will be qualified for a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy League. September 3rd is our live draft at McGurk's and Rose. We'll pick a qualifier as today's entry by the end of the show today. All right, Hugh, I want to throw something out that I've been thinking about, but I'm not ready to go there yet, even though a year ago I went to this exact spot earlier than where we are right now. So the Phillies are up 6 games in the NL East. That's a pretty sizable amount, right? Considering there's only 44-ish games to go. It's pretty big. Last year, in early June, I pronounced the division over. I said the Phillies, it's a lock. It's over. The division is over. And although there was a little bit of turbulence, it was right. They never fell out of the lead. They won the division. It was a lock. I'm not yet willing to go there yet. The Phillies are in a huge advantage, and if I had to guess right now, if I had to make a bet, I would bet they're going to win the division, of course. Their odds are probably overwhelming
to
win it.
Come on, Joe.
I'm not ready yet. They still have 7 games to go against them. I'm sorry, everyone. You know, it's funny. You say, come on. Everyone was mad at me when I said it last year.
They were.
Even though I said they were going to win the division.
I'm keeping the same energy. I want you to do it.
Are you ready to go there, Kyle?
Yeah, it's over. The Mets are a dead team walking right now, dude.
That's true. Feels like that.
I think, like, the Phillies and Mets thing last year, at least, you could see them going in two different directions, like ships passing in the night. The Phillies were stagnant, .500, not nearly the same team as they were the beginning of the year. And the Mets were getting hot, you know, as much as we wanted to ignore it, but Grimace threw out that first pitch, and Hawk Tua, too, and things just took off from there.
I forgot about her.
Feels like the opposite's happening this year.
It does.
Like the Phillies are finding the groove, really starting to play their best baseball. And the Mets look horrible. I mean, they look lifeless.
They do. They've been terrible. I think for me, the hang-up, they still have 7 games left against each other. And
what are they going to win all 7?
No. Okay. But over the last 2 years, the Mets have had the Phillies' number. Let's just be real about it. I mean, they haven't played in a while, but they've had their number. I think their next series against them is 2 weeks from right now. I believe it's like the 25th, whatever, of August. That's, to me, when the Phillies could end this division. If they could beat the Mets up when they play them, I mean, then you know, who knows? They could be up 8, 9, 7, with, and there's only four against each other left on the schedule.
That makes sense.
Are you ready to go there yet?
Come
is
on,
the division
Hill.
Over?
No. No, you know how I roll, man. They're playing well, though. I will say this. The resiliency is showing from, you know, the sampling size that we've gotten, and I think it's at the right time.
The crazy part is how quickly these division numbers have flipped so fast. Like,
quickly.
2 months ago, the Phillies were back 4.5. That means they have picked up 10.5 on the Mets in 2 months. Now, I'm not saying it's going to go the other way, but it's just crazy. These two teams, the swings are wild. Yeah. Like, the Phillies were 5 back 2 months ago, and now they're 6 up.
The Phillies have fight in them now. I mean, how many games in a row have they been down and then came back to win?
It feels like a lot.
And
now, it feels like every game.
And the Mets are doing the reverse. They're up in every game and blowing them. They're finding ways to lose games. By the way, the Mets have 19 straight games against teams above 500 in September.
It's a big deal.
It's huge.
Yeah, and the Mets starting pitching is not great. Yeah, well, I think it's also starting to reverberate where they only go 5 innings, so now the bullpen is more taxed than it should be at this point of the year.
Helsley hasn't been that great of an addition for them.
He has not.
Their bullpen's not that good.
Yeah, they're good right now. I mean, this is why they've lost 7 in a row. They got swept out of Milwaukee. Look, the Phillies are in a big advantage. When I'm ready to say it, I'll say it. I'm not ready yet to say the division is totally locked up. 215-592-9494. Let's get to Andy in Deptford. Has an Eagles concern here, and he wants to take a shot at Hugh Douglas trivia. What's up, Andy?
Fellas, we live, we hot.
Yo, what's up, Andy?
Yo, what's up, man?
Quick question for you, my guy. Right? Who would you classify as a bigger hype man? You got Gilly the Kid, the Eagles hype man, right? Or you got Gilly the Spike, Jack Fritz's hype man, us hype man. Who's the bigger hype man?
If you said Gilly the Spike.
No, nah, you got Spike Gilly the Kid, Spike Gilly, or Gilly the Kid with the Eagles. Who's the bigger
hype saying
man?
Spike is Jack's hype man for the competition against Jack, against the camera.
Yeah, so I would say
Gilly.
Hype man, Gilly.
I would say Gilly.
Gilly.
I would say Gilly. Because Gilly started
Spike
a whole.
Or Gilly the Kid.
No, Gilly the Kid.
Gilly all right, Spike. All right, okay. Okay.
No, because Gilly the Kid started a whole movement, man, with the blow the whistle and all the other stuff. Yeah, he got people going.
All right, I feel you on that one. All right, second question for you, Hugh, right? Once Jack Fritz loses best out of 5 in the athletic competition to Joe DeCameron, is he ever going to be able to show his face in this town or continue on these airwaves as a sports broadcaster when he loses to a guy that doesn't have an ounce of athleticism in his body?
Yes. Jack is a team player. He will be fine. He will do his job.
I don't know about that.
To the best of his ability.
I don't know about that one, Hill.
Well, here's what I would say.
Team player right now.
Here's what I would say. Jack will still be able to work for a long time here. But I do think, Andy, him referencing his athletic career is going to hit a little different if he can't beat Joe.
I mean, we talk about a guy that quit in college. So, but let's get to my Eagles point, right? I don't want to waste it on non-athletic guys, right? as far as with the Eagles go, right, we look at with Landon going down, big blow to our O-line, best O-line in the game, right? I mean, I don't really think our depth that strong. You know, we're going to go in the season with 2 new starting guards for that O-line. And then, I mean, you look around defensively, we already got question marks all across the board in the secondary with the corners and the safeties. I mean, what happens if one of those guys goes down? Then we got what, Eli Ricks and the unknowns in there? I don't know, man. That kind of concerns me with a team with such high aspirations, you know, with the precedent kind of set with what we expect. That kind of worries me.
I agree. And, Andy, Sunday when the Dickerson thing happened and then we were waiting for the news yesterday, it did make me think about how fortunate they were injury-wise last year. Like, they were deep, but they also were pretty fortunate. I mean, we didn't lose anyone significant for a huge amount of time, right? We had September, A.J. was down for 3 weeks, and they lost Lane for a game and Devontae. But for the most part, like, their 10 or 12 best players didn't get hurt.
Yeah, and those are the things that when you talk about going for another run, that could derail the run really quick. You know, if
real quick.
If Landon got hurt worse than he got hurt, then we would be having a whole different conversation today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I mean, like, who's our depth at tackle? Behind Melada and Lane. Like, who's our backups?
Well, you know what it is? Most of the guys are interchangeable. And the thing that you kind of rely on the fact that those guys, Lane and Melada, they've been pretty durable. Now, Lane has been hurt, but Lane has been able to power through. I think Melada's been hurt a few times, too, but they've been able to power through. So that's the thing that you kind of count on, that your offensive linemen are Iron Men.
Kendall Lamb and Darius Kennard are the names. Those are the backup tackles, Lamb and Kennard.
Exactly. Guys we never heard of. I mean, but you look at your era, right? You lose Jamal Jackson. I'm sorry, you lose Mayberry at center, right? Honeybun comes in there. Hank Fraley, right? You lose Hank Fraley. Jamal Jackson comes in there. I mean, guys that was already on the roster that, you know, kind of already had some roles and significant playing time where you ain't miss a beat.
You know, Andy, I think we're starting to feel a little bit in the last few years that they've really spent almost all the first four round picks on young defensive players. Like they used to cycle in like a young offensive lineman they could develop, and they don't really have, like, at one point Juergens and Steen were backups, right? They were second round pick, third round pick. They were both backups. Now they're both starters. There's really no. They really haven't drafted an offensive lineman in the first four rounds in a while that's just a backup. They've really spent a lot of those picks on defense. I think we're starting to feel that with the depth. All right, Andy, you ready for your trivia question about Hugh?
Yeah, we ain't got that Todd Harris on the squad. Yeah, I'm ready for this Hugh trivia question.
All right.
Let's get into the real fantasy league.
You know your Eagles here, so I think you're going to get this one. Here we go. All right, when Hugh retired, he was third on the Eagles' all-time sack list. He now ranks sixth. Name two of the three guys that surpassed him since he retired.
Oh, are you kidding me? I'm going to slam dunk this. I'll name them all. How about Reggie White, Trent Cole, Clyde Simmons. Who am I missing? Fletcher Cox. Is that it?
Well, you got two of the three that surpassed him since he went. So you got the answer correct. The last one is BG. BG's on there, too.
Oh, and BG.
And BG.
BG.
All right, Andy, you're in. You're a qualifier.
Quickly, Kelsey never belongs on the top four Eagles because he's a center, and a center doesn't determine the outcome of a game, period.
Well, all right, so you could – all right, we're not going to get a Kelsey argument. What position – what position – I mean, other than quarterback, what position absolutely affects
it? Outcome of
right? Like, they're all cogs in the wheel,
that's
right?
Poor,
like
poor logic.
We used to say this about running back, didn't we? Wasn't that the whole thing about running back? And then we watched Saquon. I mean,
I didn't used to say that about running
back. Well, okay. As a general rule, football fans have said for 20 years, the running back only affects so much. Well, okay. I told you so. Quinn moment here. The bottom line is there's 53 guys on a roster. Other than the quarterback, you could make a case none of them affect wins and losses that much. Right, Hugh? I mean, like – they're all cogs in a very big wheel.
Yeah,
I mean, like
Lane Johnson. Some got a little bit more impactful than others. I guess the thing that he probably should have said was he's not as impactful as other players potentially are, but even
probably
that,
better
you know, that's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, couldn't I also say the same thing about a safety?
Bob Sanders changed the way that defense played.
Sure, but safeties don't get paid in the NFL.
Well, no, they don't. But there are certain, like he was an impactful player.
I know, and so was Doc. I was trying to make the case like another player. Like there's another all time Eagle who plays a position that is not typically looked at as one you pay or one that affects the wins and losses. Yet he did that obviously.
Here's what I probably would have said, like. I probably won't even say that. But he's a good player. How about that?
He's more than good. He's a Hall of Famer.
Good self-edit?
Well, yeah, because I don't feel like fighting a battle where when I say it, people are not really.
You've said enough today, to be honest with you.
No, I'm saying I'll be dropping knowledge on this thing.
Well, you called the fans idiots.
And they are, and I love them. And I said, but I said with all due respect,
you said
so they can't get mad.
System GM, fans are idiots.
Well, I said that Howie.
The Howie thing has really got. That really is the trigger moment for all of us.
No, because.
That's Hugh's take that
no,
I think bothers
because
me the
most. That is not. Because it's the truth. Howie has injected himself into the fabric of this city because he didn't want to go back in the closet. And he's done a hell of a job.
What does that mean? Like
that means that Howie refuses to go back in the closet.
That's a credit to Howie.
That okay, Kyle. Well, again, I keep saying it, but you don't get it.
If I say Patrick Mahomes injected himself into the top five quarterback,
it's not
conversation,
the same thing. Because
it is
you
the
don't
same
see,
thing.
No, it's not, Kyle. Howie, when Chip Kelly got here, correct? Chip Kelly relegated Howie to the back.
That's Chip Kelly's stupid ass fault.
So much so that when Howie got out of the shadows,
yes,
he made himself so relevant that you couldn't put him back in.
That's
by
a
performing
to him,
right? But it, so I
like
guess
how did he do that?
How
by
Howie
winning
has
by building
the,
great
the team
football
is
teams.
Howie is the cog in the wheel. Howie's the cog in the wheel, dog. This ain't all Howie's doing. This is team of people.
So he's responsible for every player.
No, because
here.
That's because that's the narrative that's been spun
no,
for you to
that's
believe.
The
that's
truth.
His job.
It's a narrative.
Okay.
Who's responsible for all the players?
Okay, who told you they're responsible for all the players?
But that's
what
his job.
Mean?
Then who's but how, okay. but
see,
how do the
see,
players
now,
get here?
Like, okay. We don't. Who's really responsible
no, I'm,
for all
I'm
the players?
I'm just saying.
Then?
No, I'm trying. Like you're because you don't hear. You're not hearing what I'm saying.
It doesn't make sense.
You know what? Like I said, when I was walking up to the stadium the other day, I was like, "Wow, it's ironic how Howie's name is mentioned in the same breath as the players because that's what Howie wants. Howie likes that.
No, because
Howie has put himself in position.
Okay.
Because who told you he was great?
He's great. I have a brain and eyes.
But when Howie sat there and said, well, hell, I brought you the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he did.
When
he did.
Okay. See, again.
Okay, but I think I understand your point.
I'm saying it as plain as possible and you still don't get it. So let's just agree to disagree.
I think I understand your point, but I think we're missing something. So you're right. He puts himself out. Yesterday you asked a question, and now I understand it was rhetorically. You were asking me who's the Rams GM rhetorically. Because I think your point was we don't know the names of most GMs. We know Howie's, right? That's yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with you. Howie puts himself out there. He goes on TV. He goes on Florio. He goes on Part of My Take. He's more visible than most GMs. And I think there maybe is some survival instinct that he wants to make sure you – that's fine. But if he was going 7-10, he'd be fired and no one would care.
You're right.
Performance is the most important thing.
No, you're right. But that's the point that I was making is that he's put himself in the forefront.
Yeah.
So that can never happen again. He's endeared himself to these athletes so that that will never happen again.
But I think
– So that's why he gets all the credit.
But we're also saying – but he wouldn't get – they wouldn't invite him on their show if he was Joe Schmo. He's Howie Roseman.
Because Howie has put himself in that position.
By winning.
You ever heard of the term fake it till you make it?
But he's made it.
Okay.
He's made it twice.
I didn't.
So I think you can fake it till you make it, but at some point you have to perform. He's been in 3 Super Bowls. Like, that's the part I'm missing.
And he hasn't. No, you're not missing anything, Joe. He hasn't done it. The point that I was making is that he has not done that by himself. And if Howie Roseman moved on from the Philadelphia Eagles, the Eagles are going to be okay.
Okay, they wouldn't be great anymore.
They're not going to be as good.
They're going to be. They will be just as good because somebody else is. Where do you think Howie came from? Howie came from internally from this program.
What does that matter? Tom Brady came from being a 6th-round pick and was at Michigan, but then he made himself. He injected himself, as you want to say.
Let's agree to disagree because I am having a conversation on a higher level that you just can't comprehend. That's just what it is. It is just what it is.
It's just not true.
I am having a conversation on a higher level that you just can't comprehend.
It just doesn't make any sense.
It makes all the sense to the people that get it. It does.
No, nobody
because how many times have you seen Brett Veach out there front and center at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl win?
I don't pay attention to what the Chiefs general manager is doing.
But that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Because Andy's the face.
Howie has put himself out there like that. That's all I'm saying.
That's not the reason that he's held in such high regard is what I think you're missing. He's held in high regard because of what he's done, what he's accomplished.
Okay.
He built this.
Okay.
Twice.
You're right in that there's a lot of people here. There's area scouts. There's assistant GM. There's analytics people. But he hires all of them, right? So I don't know where else we would give the credit. To me, they're cogs in the wheel because they've lost a lot of assistant GMs. I mean, go around the NFL. There's almost every front office, Andrew Berry in Cleveland, Cunningham in Chicago. They're all former Eagles people. So he loses all of them, and they keep winning. Joe Douglas, who had to come back here because he failed with the Jets, to me, they're the cogs in the wheel,
because
he's the son.
Because it's the way that the organization is ran from top to bottom.
But he runs it. But who else runs it?
Okay, I mean, listen. Like I said, I'm vibrating on a higher level right now that y'all just can't
But I want to understand.
Let's just agree to disagree.
But who runs everything here, football-wise?
we could just agree to disagree.
But isn't it him? And maybe I want to be educated if I'm missing it.
I'm trying to tell you, but you don't hear it. But so let's just agree to disagree, because this is one that I try to explain it to you in the best way that I possibly can. Both of y'all, and y'all just don't get it.
Well, I just struggle to tell.
That's fine.
I just don't know who would agree, because
people that understand exactly what I'm saying.
Like who?
Everybody else besides you and Joe.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, because I'm saying I said it in a way that I thought you would understand.
I said
it's ironic that he has thrown himself into the conversation. Now, we all think that nothing can move without Howie Roseman, and I don't believe that that's the case. That's what I said.
I think you would find you're in a very low minority thinking that.
Okay, well, that's fine, because and that's
so it's
fine.
Not just
like
being
I said,
Joe is
like I said, I'm vibrating on a different level.
I also think it's a little dangerous to think that way in NFL history.
It's really not.
Well, the Patriots have fallen apart since Belichick.
Because the owner out there doing what he doing in Miami or wherever
they
was
fell
in
apart without Tom Brady. They fell. What have the 49ers been since Montana and Walsh left? They won.
They've been relevant.
They've won one in 30 years.
Yeah, but they've been relevant.
I think we found the difference. You're right. The Eagles are a good organization. Jeffrey Lurie's smart and he cares. They'd hire other people. Can the Eagles stay relevant without Howie? Of course. I mean, there's infrastructure. You're right. They put systems in place. They'll hire someone else. I don't think they'd be as good. The Niners have been relevant. The Niners went from a dynasty, though, to winning one in 30 years. That's the big difference.
Okay. That's fine.
I mean, if your point is they'd be okay, they're not going to become a two-win team like the Jaguars, I agree with you. I don't know if that'll ever happen here again. I mean, I think Jeff Lurie has figured out I think together they figured out a system.
It's the formula.
Right, but
it's the form. And every team, see, this is the thing with every NFL team. You have to find the formula that keeps you relevant, and then you get the pieces and you hope for the best.
To me, I think he's always ahead of the curve, and I don't know if the next person will be. Contract-wise.
Okay, that's a fair – if that's how you want to see it, that's a fair assessment. But what I'm saying is this. You go into – like, when you build your organization from top to bottom, this is a first-class organization. I've been to a few of them, and I can tell you that, and I can say that with a straight face, and everybody else that's been here says that with a straight face. But what I'm saying is Howie has put himself in a position – by his past, that now he is woven himself into the fabric of it so that you think exactly the way that you're thinking. But it's just not Howie by himself. Now, he's an integral part of that. No question about that. I never argued that he wasn't. But he's not the end all to be all. And he's not. And that's a fact.
So your point is there is no end all and be all.
It's not. Not the way that this organization from top to bottom is first class. I mean, it just is. And the only way that you can see it any different, Joe, is if no disrespect to anybody, if you've been somewhere else, anybody that you talk to in the NFL will tell you from top to bottom that this is a first-class organization. That's just not Howie. That's everything. Yeah. That's the scouting department. That's the pro scouting department. The people that they've amassed, they've put in position. Howie gets the last word, and Howie's the one that's out there.
Yep.
But Howie listened to everybody else that's around him. He faked it till he made. You ever hear the story that his friend told about when Howie got this job? He lied about on his resume. He lied about the qualifications that he actually had.
You know what I see in that? He wanted it more than anybody.
That's what I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying. And when Howie went into the closet, when Howie got relegated to the closet, Howie said, "I'll be damned if I let the next guy do me like that. I'm going to put myself in position where that'll never happen to me again." That's the genius of Howie Roseman.
Yeah, it's a credit
to him. It did help going to 3 Super Bowls since then.
No, but that's what I'm saying. That's the genius of Howie Roseman. He hit the right chords, but you would never put him back in the closet again. He's that guy that when you look at him, you say, "Well, hell, that'll never be me." Chip Kelly, it'll never be another coach coming here and have the kind of power
that
Chip Kelly
had. Well, I mean, I think there's no coincidence that since Chip, they've hired Doug Peterson and Nick Sirianni.
Exactly.
And guess what? The next one, and we're all happy with Nick, but it's the NFL. He probably won't be here 10 years from now.
Howie controls the narrative.
Well, the next one will be like that. It'll be an unknown.
That's what I'm saying. Howie controls the narrative.
I thought for a while the Eagles under Howie run it more like a baseball team with the GM is in charge. And the manager just pushes buttons. It's not a knock on Nick. I just think it's the way they want to do things here. 215-592-9494. All right. We'll pick an entrant into the league. We have a spot to give away today for the Midday Show Fantasy Football League. We have some qualifiers. You could jump in now and be a qualifier as well. Plus, there's a situation in the NFL, and it affects the Eagles. And I just think it's not being talked about enough. We'll hit that next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We are friends.
Wait a minute, what are we playing that for? Listen. We agree to disagree all the time.
You know what? Shut up.
There's no animosity. I just can't help. Like, dog, sometimes I just vibrate on a high level some days. You know what I mean? Yep, it's just like right. That.
I'm going to steal that line when I'm telling you that Jalen is the seventh best quarterback.
Yeah, we're just vibrating on a higher frequency.
I'm just saying.
Sorry, guys. I'm vibrating on a different level than you guys.
I'm just saying.
Different frequency.
Yeah, by that, you mean you're stoned.
It's broken. Yeah.
I resent that. Yeah, I don't get stoned at work.
Afterward, that's a whole different story. All right. We'll get to you people coming up, and we still have a chance. You still have a chance to qualify for the Midday Show Fantasy League. We'll pick a name at random from the qualifiers today. Hugh Douglas trivia has been the theme of today. I would say for the most part, the audience has done pretty well. Again, the guy, and love Mike from Conshohocken. But the
you said Jameis Winston.
Jameis Winston in 2000. Yeah. Hugh did not sack Jameis Winston.
All-time bet answer.
Jameis Winston was 5 when Hugh had that sack on him. By the way, it was Sean King was the answer. All right. But Hugh, before we get back to the phones here and you people, I feel like there's a huge NFL story that is just not being talked about a lot.
It's right there under the surface.
It's under the surface. Matthew Stafford, and I would think before we get into this, if you were to make a list of the biggest threats to the Eagles in the NFC, right?
Probably the Rams.
The Rams are near the top, right? You have the Commanders, maybe. We'll see if they do it again. The Lions, for sure. You could probably pick out a couple others you think might be decent, but the Rams, they were the team last year in the postseason that gave the Eagles the biggest trouble. Young defense, they've got some players, right? They add Devontae Adams to what they have with Puka Nacua. They've got a lot. Matthew Stafford hasn't practiced this entire training camp.
Nah.
He has a back issue. He needed an epidural. Now, yesterday, they kept saying week to week, and McVay was saying if he had to play in a game, not a big deal. Like, they were downplaying this. But they said over the weekend that this week was the week he was going to practice.
Yeah.
No practice yesterday, and according to reporters out there, he is not on the start on the field for the start of practice today. It feels like they've got a problem out there.
It feels like – no, I think I saw the story when they were talking about it. They're not too concerned about it right now, though, which is crazy.
Right. If Jalen Hurts hadn't practiced the entire training camp, would we not be concerned?
Well, that's us.
Right. Well, you know what I mean? Yeah, no, McVay's saying he's not concerned. I don't buy it.
I think, and when you talk about a quarterback, Jalen's still a fairly young quarterback.
Right. Stafford's 37.
So it's different, Joe. It's different in the sense that it kind of reminds, remember when Brett Favre was on his last leg and he was in the Jets and then he went to Minnesota and, you know, he was out there doing Brett Favre things. I kind of feel like Matt Stafford's in that realm. As far as, he'll be all right. He's Matt. He's seen a lot of football, so he'll be okay. When Jalen gets to that age and that old, he'll probably be looked at in the same way.
So he's tough, and if he could play, he'll play. I just wonder how effective he's going to be. And part of this reminds me, too, this is how Tony Romo's career ended. Remember, Romo had the back injury.
Tidy back.
Bad back in 2000, I think it was 16.
I don't think the Rams did. They didn't do a good job of finding his replacement, did they? Who was the replacement?
Well, they don't have one, but his backup is Jimmy Garoppolo.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like they didn't go in the draft.
No. Yeah, they have a veteran as a backup.
Yeah.
So it
might be Jimmy's team.
It might be. It reminds me of the Romo thing. And they kept saying, Romo's fine. And then Dak took over. And Romo never played again.
Never played again.
And it was over. I saw this quote. McVay yesterday was asked if surgery has been ruled out as a possible treatment for Stafford's back. Now, you would think the answer would be yes, right? Doesn't need surgery.
He was vague.
Here's what he said. Quote, "That hasn't been a conversation that we've had. I haven't gone down that road yet in terms of those type of conversations. That hasn't been something that comes up yet." Does that sound good?
Well, it sounds like as we get close to the season, they might start considering that.
Yeah,
you know, when you talk about how much time he's missed and, you know, you still got to get up to speed. You got to get up to speed with the team.
Sure.
And everything. So, yeah, there's that. You got to get your timing down and everything. So, yeah, it's probably going to be one of those things. It's going to probably ramp up this week.
It's a huge factor in the NFC. I mean, if he's not healthy and he can't play, I've always thought Garoppolo's decent, but he's not Stafford.
He's not that.
And he's older now. He's not even what he probably was 4 or 5 years ago. So it's a huge story and impacts the Eagles. And they play the Rams in week 3. So that's a huge game that looked like a challenge.
Circle that one on the calendar. That might be a dub.
If he's not playing, it certainly feels more likely to be a dub. All right, let's get back to the phone lines here. Julio is in Wilmington. Hey, Julio.
Julio.
Yeah, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, Julio?
Hey. Turn that phone down. Turn that thing down.
I have to comment on this, brother. Love your insight. You're one of my favorite voices on radio. I'm just trying to understand. Can you just enlighten us on what you think we're missing when you say that Howie injected himself into the fabric of this team and the culture?
I thought I did a great job explaining, but I will do it again. Remember when Howie, when were you here during the Chip Kelly era?
Yeah.
And you remember when there were some reports that they put Howie in the closet where he took a back seat to Chip Kelly, and Chip Kelly kind of ran the team.
Sure.
And when Howie came back, Howie became more of a guy that was at the forefront of the Eagles organization.
Yeah.
So that's basically what I was saying. And that's how he injected himself. He put himself in a position where that would never happen to him again.
So you don't think that was earned, though? You don't think
I never said that it wasn't earned. I said he put himself. I never said if it was a good or a bad thing. I said that's what he did. I said that when I was going to the stadium yesterday or the other day, that I just found it ironic that he was mentioned in the same breath as some of the players that were out there on the field. I never said if it was a good or a bad thing. I said that he put himself in position so that he became relevant, so he would irrelevant.
I got you. I think us as fans and the media who recognizes his work, I think did that. It would have been different if he's kind of like representing himself and saying what you're saying, but the fans, the team, the media, people on the outside of Howie himself, we're the ones, putting him on that forefront that you're saying. I think he's a part of the framework of the culture because he's the one putting the personnel for these teams to be successful. Can we agree on that?
I said all of that. I feel like I don't want to put words in your mouth,
but I
feel like you have a problem with what I said. So what am I saying differently than what you're saying?
I think what I'm hearing you say is, I'm just a listener. You've been in the building. You play for the team. When I hear you say that, I think that you're saying that it was kind of like a schematic thing that he came up with, where he was like, man, let me make sure that my name is known so that, like you're saying, they'll never be forced to, they'll
That's
never
exactly be what I'm saying.
But I think Julio's saying it happened organically.
Julio, how did you know, when did you find out how important Howie was to this team after the Chip Kelly era?
When they started winning.
And he told you he was important.
But he didn't need to tell me. I watched the roster.
That's what I'm saying. When he became that person that started being more personable, start doing those interviews, start putting himself in the forefront.
No, they won.
And then you started hearing stories about how Howie moved.
Well, I think it only benefits him if he's media friendly, right? So he's media friendly. I mean,
that's the point that I make.
But I also think,
that's
Julio, good phone call.
Ultimate reason.
No,
I also think there's something. He has tenure. Like, if you're going to go to a guy for a quote or a story and you're a reporter, GMs, they turn over all the time, right? They last for 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. Howie's been in this position for a long time. So I think Of course he's.
I mean, that's part of it,
yeah,
too.
Of course he's going to be the more of a voice of it. Like, most of the GMs, you're right, we can't name, because some of them have been in place for 10 minutes, right? He's been in his spot for 15 years and before that in the organization. Let me give you an analogy and why I think we just see it a little different. Like, when people think of, our listeners think of, who's the face of WIP?
I mean, Angelo Guitart.
Angelo was, right? He's not here
okay,
anymore.
Okay, who's the face now?
I don't know. People, everyone probably has a different opinion. You could pick whoever you want. My point is, if I wanted to, I could be really loud off the mic and try to get attention for myself. When I'm not on the mic, when we're not doing our show, I don't really do that. I just go about my day-to-day, and if I see people, I talk. But I don't, like, go out there and try to be a spectacle everywhere I go to get attention. That's not who I am when we're not on the air, right? I could if I wanted to, but really the performance of our show would dictate what people thought about me and our show.
Yeah.
If people listened and they enjoyed the show, then they're going to listen and enjoy the show. It really wouldn't move the needle if I went out there and made a scene off the air. You see what I mean? Like, I think this is because he's performed. That's why he's looked at that way. That's why they're cheering his name at the stadium, because we look at him as important as the players.
Okay.
And that's my view on it. I think he's as important as some of these players.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I think Kyle sees it similar to I do.
Yeah. Because especially in this city, right, you have to – you can't just talk the talk. Like, you have to walk the walk. Because if you only talk the talk, then you're not going to get that amount of respect. Like, people know what they're seeing. So, like, while Howie might be personable and he might be, like, media guy and he's more friendly than I think a lot of other general managers in football, like – what has won the fan base over was the winning. I mean, even after they won in 2017, people are still saying they wanted them fired. Like, it's the performance that matters. No matter how much Howie talks or how nice he is, like, they need to see you perform. Yeah. That's what I think it ultimately comes down to.
Yeah, and the whole thing won't work if they stop winning. I mean, like, Kyle said it, right? There was a sign across the street from where we do our show now. Fire Howie in 2020. That was 3 years after their first Super Bowl.
I mean, let's be honest. Who is, like, the most talkative voice in the NFL right now? It's probably, like, Jerry Jones. Mm-hmm. But they haven't won anything in 30 years. So everyone thinks he's a moron.
It's true. It's true, yeah.
And I mean, even at their height, Jerry injected himself into the fabric of the Dallas Cowboys.
And look at him now.
And he lost his coach because of that.
He did. Now, I would say back then, when there was no salary cap, he was more important, right? Because he paid for players that still wouldn't pay for.
He was the face of the print when they did the whole Pepsi thing, when they branded the whole stadium.
Yeah,
he was the guy that people, you know, looked at as the face of the Dallas Cowboys.
He was, and unfortunately for them, he still is. He still is the face. All right, so don't forget, see Joe Conklin at Parks Casino Street Road in Bensalem on Thursday, August 21st. Joe welcomes Ian Lara. Get tickets at joeconklin.com. Joeconklin.com. All right, let's grab Andy in Westchester, who, of course, already has his spot in the WIP Midday Show Fantasy League as the returning champ. Andy, what's up?
How sad is it that I'd rather see Andy from Deptford in the league than Aaron?
Wow. Yeah, it says a lot. It says a lot. It really does. Aaron is having a tougher week than he realizes. I mean, the more I hear from people, and I'm getting messages, don't let Aaron in the league. Please don't let Aaron in the league.
Are you getting those messages?
Yeah, yeah. And these are from people that probably won't even be in the league themselves. I mean, there's only so many spots available.
They just don't want Aaron to succeed.
Right. And I think they're hoping Aaron, you know, doesn't make it in.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I really could care less about him up till now, but, you know, he really, really got me when he called me Randy. I mean, I've never been stung so hard in my life.
Tough.
So yeah, so I'm not, because I'm not the guy that's hated on every show, but anyway.
No, I would say of our more frequent callers, I feel like you
are more beloved.
Yeah, or you don't catch the
ire.
You don't catch the ire from other callers. I feel like you are a respected caller, Andy, not a villain like some others.
I mean, the host. I hear Spike say he's the most annoying caller. Like, every show says he's the most annoying caller. I never thought much of him until, you know, Kyle pointed it out. Like I said, Kyle's my most trusted advisor.
When Kyle said that yesterday, I kind of picked up what Kyle was putting down.
Kyle was early to being angry at Aaron, and now all of us are catching on. I just think he's the biggest fraud caller. Because, you know, he tells me Jalen Hurts is the second-best quarterback, but then Tanner McKee could win 13 games. I mean, you can't do that.
So, yeah, Kyle, rig that thing.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
We might have to. All right, Andy, what do you feel on the Phils?
I took the pledge, but I still don't give him a clean slate because we always come back to the girlfriend that cheated on you that you took back. happy they're doing well. I think right now, Jalen Hurts put it the best last year when he was talking about beating the Steelers. He's like, is that what you all wanted to see? Yes, this is what we wanted to see. You don't have to brag about it. Just keep doing it. So if they've managed to pull what they've been pulling the last several years, then, yeah, there's no clean slate.
Well, you know, here's what the reality is. And, Andy, good phone call. If they go out early in the postseason, we'll unfortunately add this to all the slates as we enter next season.
It's gonna be bad.
But as far as right now, the slate is clean down the stretch of August and September into October. But the thing positive here.
No, we are.
World Series parade.
The Debbie Downer Douglas.
Unreal. Typical. All right. Speaking of thinking positive, let's check in with you people, see what they're up to today.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
And it's brought to you by New Jersey Human Services. The time you spend with friends and loved ones are the best. Make sure you stay in the picture and stay away from fentanyl. Learn the risks at stayinthepic.nj.gov. We got a special delivery today, boys. You people t-shirts.
Really?
Yeah.
So ooh, take a picture. I want to see what
I shout out to Steve. I'm waiting for you guys to open them up. We'll open them up and we'll all wear them when you guys get back here. Yep.
Sounds great. Well, we appreciate that for the UP. Yep. Is it Steve you said?
Yes, Steve.
Steve.
And so
awesome.
That's
thank you, Steve.
Those are the pleasantries now that they're out of the way. Before the show even started, hashtag fire Joe and Kyle.
Okay.
Yep.
Fire Joe and Kyle for what?
No.
What will we do?
He was the only
today,
good guy around here.
Today I said, give the Phillies a clean slate. They can win the World Series.
Yeah.
Howie Roseman is great, and Jalen Hurts is only a top 10.
This was before the show started.
I know. I'm just telling you, like, this is what I was about to say as they want to be
fired.
And then when the show did start and Joe said that he's wiping the slate clean, Joe is just rage baiting again.
I don't see the correlation.
I don't think people know what rage bait is.
No.
I don't think they actually know what clickbait is. I think there's these phrases that people see other people say and they just want to repeat them. Yeah, like, what are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Rage bait.
Yep.
Trying to get Hugh Douglas to give the Phillies a clean slate.
It's unbelievable. But, Joe, you rage baiting. You are also just mad, Joe, that Hurts is better at football than Bryce Harper is at baseball.
I'm not mad.
I don't.
He's better probably in the moment. Bryce has not had a great season. No, Bryce has bounced back.
Yeah, I just don't think
Bryce has had a better career. I'm sorry. Yeah, that offends people.
People were appalled at Hugh Douglas's earlier comment saying fans are idiots. That wasn't nice.
I'm pretty sure. Because I said with all due respect, y'all. Y'all can't get
mad.
Well, they did get mad.
They said, take that back right now, Hugh. This is your chance. Take it back.
Okay, I'll take it back.
Wow. I'm surprised.
It's kind of easy.
I mean, the show is almost over.
Well, that makes the rest of these sting a little bit more after you did take it back. With all due respect, you go to hell.
I respect that.
Can't get mad.
I love these people, man.
Yep.
Can't get mad at that. He said with all due respect.
Think all that pumpkin spice is getting to you. That
pumpkin spice
bacon.
Hey, man, listen, I'm here to tell you, pumpkin spice bacon, that's the lick.
I told Hugh on one of the breaks, he's clearly doesn't realize yet, but he's becoming a pumpkin spice guy, and in a couple weeks when it rolls out, I'm bringing him a pumpkin spice latte.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I can do that.
Yeah, just have it.
The bacon was good, though. It had that sweet, tangy pumpkin.
I'm sure. Well, I mean, those flavors go together. It's
like
cinnamon. Yeah, it's all good.
Cinnamon.
Live your truth somewhere else, Hugh. This is why you got cut from the Jags and fired by ESPN. It's a low blow, dude.
Well, technically, I got fired for threatening one of my coworkers. But that would fit.
Yep.
It's actually pretty spot on because one of the Hugh Douglas trivia questions we didn't get to today is true or false, Hugh was fired wearing a suit. And of course, we know the answer is true.
Yep. You people posted their own trivia question here. Hugh Douglas's biggest fear is A, wolf heels, B, commitment, C, accountability, or D, all of the above.
D.
All of the above.
That person that does that, that's mean.
Mm-hmm.
That's just so mean.
That means it hit. That means you nailed him.
Last one here. Every time Hugh gives a bad take, his beard gets a little bit grayer.
That was not a bad take. That was fire.
It's like the end of It's a Wonderful Life. Every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings. Yeah. Every time he gives a bad take.
It's Pinocchio for Hugh Douglas. Like, bad take, the beard gets grayer.
I can't stand
Pinocchio Douglas over here?
Creative.
That's one.
That was great.
Add that to the list for next year.
Love you guys.
Does that make Rod Geppetto?
I can't wait to wear my shirt, though.
The You People shirt?
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's, you know... I never know how to transition to Cowboy Jim. Let's get it out of the way. Okay, maybe you can make up for all the things you've said today by ripping Cowboy Jim and not, you know, going soft on it.
What did I say that was so egregious?
You ripped the fans. You showed that you didn't really take the pledge. You got upset at how quarterbacks are evaluated now, which really is, I didn't set this tone.
I didn't get upset. I was just passionate.
Well, no, but you were upset at the idea of how quarterbacks are evaluated now compared to back in the day.
They did change the narrative.
Yeah, right. Okay, so you have that. You also ripped Howie again for the second straight day.
I'm living that truth.
You love the Howie take.
I'm going to die on that island. Because I guess I'm not doing, I see what I'm saying, but I don't think I'm explaining it to y'all in the way that y'all understand. So that's why
that's
I'm vibrating on a higher level. I'm vibrating on a different level right now.
It comes across, and I think the last person that called about it, it comes across a little bit throwing cold water on what Howie's
because I have vision.
Well, you did say today you're seeing hazy out there. I think that's part of the problem.
Doesn't help that I'm blind because
I'm like, wait a minute, is my contact?
You can't see today, everyone. If you want to know how his vision is, let's go to Cowboy Jim in Jersey. What's up, Jim?
Cowboy Jim?
Jerry Jones vibrates on a different level, okay? And fraud alert.
You can't use my line for Jerry Jones. That's not, no.
And Christopher Milton, Mr. Leadoff, the Midday Show, Mr. Philly Sports, can't answer a simple question about Hugh Douglas? Fraud. Hey, welcome, fraud from Middletown. And San Diego Charger gets a layup question? What's going on here? Why do you want San Diego Charger and Aaron on so bad?
Well, no one said that Aaron is getting in the league. He simply answered the question right to qualify. That's all. And we're going to pick our winner here, Jim. Do you want a trivia question about Hugh Douglas?
Well, first of all, Hugh, fans are not, they're not dumb. Just non-Cowboy fans are dumb. So, yeah, that's how I look at that. Yeah, sure, give me the question.
I didn't say dumb. I said idiots.
All right, Jim. You know what? Actually, we're running out of time. Sorry about that, Jim. No question for Jim, the Cowboys fan, today. We do need to pick one of the qualifying winners to be actually in our league. So we had quite a few correct answers today. A few duds, I mean, including the idea that Jameis Winston was playing in the 2000 wildcard game. But it happens, right? What are you going to do? He's only a kid at that point. All right, Kyle, what do you think? We had quite a few. I was thinking... Was David the one that answered
accidental?
His question with a flat guess?
It was an accident, yes. Yeah.
I think we asked David, Hugh played in the league for 10 years, how many double-digit sack seasons he had, and he guessed four.
Yeah. Well,
you know what, David? That means you're in the league. You're in.
That's not a bad... Yeah,
David's
job,
in.
Man.
And I also like that Hugh didn't know the correct answer. He would have guessed five.
I don't know if Hugh knew the answers to half those questions.
His own dare trivia. Kyle.
You know it's true, Kyle Quinn.
I'm not going to have to think a little bit.
All right, quickly, as we sign off and head off to the afternoon, two quarterbacks were drafted before you went in the 95 draft. Name them.
Kerry Collins. Damn. I know it was Kerry. One was Kerry Collins.
You're going to kick yourself for missing the other one.
I can't think of the other one.
Steve McNair.
I forgot.
Alcorn State, Air McNair.
Yeah, all right. I knew it was Kerry Collins, though, because, yeah, Penn State.
That's enough for us today. Afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.